from Streamline Publishing and the Radio and Television Business Report. Welcome to another great Hispanic radio podcast. This is Adam R. Jacobson in Delray Beach, Florida. Thank you for your attention and for deciding to learn a little bit more about the power of Spanish language radio and or Hispanic audio in your market. With us today to give us a little bit more on local direct, which is something that is really powering a lot of Hispanic radio today, is an individual who is joining us from Sunrise Beach, Texas, and the things that we learn every day here on the Hispanic Radio Podcast. Who knew that there would be a beach along a section of the Colorado River to the northwest of Austin, Texas? Please welcome to the podcast, Mr. Paul Weiland. Hi, Paul.
Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Great. Paul Weiland runs the Austin-based Paul Weiland Communication Strategies, and he is going to be one of the many fine speakers at the upcoming Hispanic Radio Conference. We'll talk a little bit about the conference at the end of the podcast, but he is going to be presenting a morning session which will show attendees two, quote, new game-changing discoveries that will make a sales professional and a market manager perhaps look like a genius. And it's all about local direct. Local direct is something that, as a Hispanic marketing expert, if you will, have gotten to know quite well through radio stations across the American West. Those stations in particular have targeted Mexican heritage consumers, those from Mexico, Mexican Americans, if you want to call them that, first, second generation. They tend to over-index when it comes to direct local advertising in this manner. So we're going to kind of peel the onion, if you will, with Paul and kind of find out a little bit about what is it that really resonates with this type of radio consumer and what can he add to the equation. His session is called How to Quadruple Your Local Direct Sales with Paul Weiland. So, Paul, let's talk a little bit about what the benefit is to over-the-air radio of local direct.
Well, local direct,
throwing it out there.
Local direct radio is free over the air, of course. Radio is free and over the air. And what that means is that as long as people have radios in their car, at their workplace, at home, and it's free, people will continue to use it. Especially in the Hispanic community, people are very loyal to their local radio stations. And so with the way things are in this market, and Adam, you and I had discussed that I think that when ratings come in, Hispanic radio always gets kind of the short end of the stick. And so I think that Hispanic radio is largely underreported. The people, again, that do listen, listen harder. And due to the rating situation in many markets, the agency business won't be there. Or if you do get agency business, the agencies are so demanding now in what they're asking for. They're greedier and needier every year. And what has always buttered our bread is local business. Those are the local business owners that we can approach to advertise on our stations. And I think we can sell a lot more of this local direct, closer to rate card, of course. Getting what we want and developing local business that might last a lifetime on your station instead of depending on the generosity and demands, increasingly tough demands of advertising agencies in many of our markets.
When we think of local direct and the challenges in terms of bringing in local dollars to any radio station, let alone those serving Hispanic consumers, digital comes into the equation immediately. We know that there are advertising opportunities for many local businesses. And we also know that Google AdWords and Facebook have come into market after market and just have plucked advertising dollars one after the other. In your view, radio certainly has an opportunity to combat this and fight back. So what would be the one way, at least for Hispanic radio, to do so? I would think that it has something to do with this over-indexing, if you will, the fact that Hispanic radio is something that delivers results. But let's, you know, take it another step further. How does the radio station deliver that data, if you will, in a data-driven world to that local advertiser beyond something?
Well, first of all, I think that most radio stations have some kind of digital presence. That's a good thing. If you're an Hispanic station with a website that is mostly Spanish, you go to a local direct customer who may or may not understand Spanish language, and you can explain to them, a lot more people come to our website than would ever come to your website. So it makes sense to hook up with our website in order to reach these people who prefer to listen to the radio in Espanol. And we know how to do that with your company. You don't have to know Spanish. We'll do all that for you. And in fact, Adam, there's something else that I think we could be doing. If we come in to a local client with the best idea they've ever heard to begin with, you say, look, regardless of the format, we have this brilliant idea for you. And once the local direct client is convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that your plan for their success is better than their own plan, that's when they give you the keys and say, you drive. So overcoming a difficulty due to format or due to this thing that local clients throw up saying, well, we're putting more of our radio dollars into digital, we can say, what a coincidence. We have a digital presence. We have people that prefer Spanish that will come to this particular website a lot more than would ever come to your, for example, automotive website locally, and we can help drive people to your website through our website, and we can communicate with them in their language of choice right here on our own website. And of course, we always promote our website on our over-the-air radio stations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talk about over-the-air, and I know that this is probably not a happy topic for a lot of the listening audience out there to this podcast, but over the air is really being diminished because of the smart speaker. Here we are as an industry pushing the smart speaker. That's taking listeners away from over the air, kind of, because there's an opportunity there in terms of advertising avenue, if you will, perhaps one that is even equally as wonderful as that over-the-air content.
Over my lifetime, I have seen many, many challenges to over-the-air. I remember, for example, my first 8-track tape player for my car, and as a matter of fact, it got stolen. I remember cassette tape players in cars. I recall the first compact disc player ever in a car and along with a telephone in a car, both of which I was among the first to have in my vehicle. Now we have all kinds of other things. We can stream in our cars. We can do all kinds of things now instead of listening to the radio. But the fact remains that 90% of the American public still listens to over-the-air radio. Still. And I think the reason is, as long as there are radios in cars, people will continue to use it. It's easy to use. Doesn't cost you anything for streaming. All of the other things, you know, where radio needs to be wherever people are. And if people have, or they're carrying that phone around, there's nothing wrong with streaming over the phone. There's nothing wrong with digital. Remember, people used to listen to shortwave, but you don't find shortwave anymore. It's kind of extinct. And it's possible that in the future, the way we listen may change. And hopefully, us in the business of being cool, as far as content is concerned, will be wherever the listener is. But for now, the average age of a car on the road is 12 years old. I think because they make cars better than they did, because people still demand. They want a radio in their car. As long as this is the case, we'll still continue to have over-the-air listeners. And if we have over-the-air listeners, regardless of whether they're over-the-air or in some digital format, whether it's one of these devices in your home like Alexa or whatever it is, people still tune in. It's just that, technology is changing. And hopefully we will continue to change and, in fact, stay slightly ahead of technological changes in our industry.
And when we talk about multicultural radio and audio in particular, I think that there's clearly something going on. The word is escaping me right now. But when I'm looking at the just released January 2019 Nielsen Audio ratings results, 6+ in New York and Los Angeles, something really, really sticks out. And hats off to the team at WBLS in New York, an Emmis-owned urban adult contemporary station, and to Jesus Salas at the programming team with the Spanish Broadcasting System. Mega 97.9, which is arguably the most listened to Hispanic radio station in North America, just had a tremendous book. We saw similarly strong results in Los Angeles for the SBS stations there doing regional Mexican and really the only kind of Latin urban reggaeton over-the-air station in the market. What's my point? My point is, yeah, there's smart speakers. Yeah, stations like Z100 and Hot 97 are being challenged by new technology. Not so much Hispanic radio. So this, I think, is added fuel to getting that meeting with that local advertiser to talk not only about the power of local direct, but the power of having a unique draw in your market that, yeah, okay, SiriusXM may have the Pitbull channel and maybe a couple other Latin offerings, but you offer something that nothing else out there can deliver. So when it comes to securing that appointment with the local decision maker, discussing radio is one thing. Discussing Hispanic radio could yield other mixed responses, you know, the old prejudices. Bring it all back, Paul. What can you suggest a radio company do to guarantee not only the meeting, but the buy? Without specifically saying, hey, you know, it's Latin radio. It's radio that can deliver to a unique and powerful group of consumers.
First of all, Adam, and that's a good question. I think that what we need to do is quit focusing on format and ratings, especially in this game. You know, I doubt the wisdom in some smaller or medium market areas where, you know, people should be subscribing to Nielsen at all if all it does is hurt them. And, you know, and it's like, you know, looking at a pimple on the end of your nose. You know, it's all you tend to focus on. And what we need to do is get back to coming up with better ways to market for our clients, that the clients come first. In fact, when I sell local direct, I think the consumer, the listener, comes first. What can we do to get the best possible information from our clients to our consumers, our listeners? What is it that we can do to help facilitate a better line of communication between the advertiser and ultimately the consumer? I think it's done very poorly at this stage of the game. It's gotten progressively worse. Most of the commercials aren't about the consumer anymore. They're about the client. Listen to the language, whether it's in English, Spanish, Czech, whatever language it happens to be. The cliches we use, you know, locally owned and operated, 25,000 years combined experience, 8 convenient locations to serve you, on and on and on. Our sons, Eddie and Rick, both work here. Everybody here is ASS certified. Well, hell, it might as well be ASS because nobody knows what that means. The commercial is not about the consumer. It's about the client. And it's all of these cliches. I call it cliches, the herpes of human language. Kind of like they call glitter the herpes of the craft world. It's fun to catch, but you never get rid of it. Listen to the language that we're using in the commercials today on any language station. It's a foreign language that I call ad speak. The whole ad is cliche. And I used to use something called the best friend test. That is, read the copy out loud. And if you wouldn't say those exact same words to your best friend, it's cliche and it needs to be written. But then I found something else, something much more important. Even if you do the best friend test, the commercial still sounds stilted. There's something wrong with it. And here's what it is. I think that what we're doing is putting the client's information in through what I call the pink slime machine. You know, that meat they sell that's put through a grinder and it comes out, it's called something pink slime. It's not even real meat anymore. What we've done is we've sucked all the information that the client uses every single day to catch fish in the store, on the lot, over the phone, in person. Those talking points that the client uses every single day to make sales, we completely ignore those talking points when we put commercials on the air. It's insane. Okay, let's take what's already working for the client and completely ignore it and instead put out this horrible commercial that in no way represents the way the client actually talks successfully to customers in the store. This is what I'm getting at. What we need to do is get straight to the talking point that the client uses every single day to make sales and make one talking point per commercial and then rotate commercials.
And this is the type of information that all of the attendees at the Hispanic Radio Conference will be able to enjoy from Mr. Paul Weiland. Let's give it up for this individual who is based in Austin, Texas, is the head of Paul Weiland Communication Strategies. And this conference session is certainly geared toward the sales pro, but it is also being pitched to programmers, promotion people, production, and digital directors. How can they benefit from understanding the potential local direct? Well, Paul will have the answers the morning of March the 13th, the second day of the Hispanic Radio Conference, which is at the Intercontinental in Doral, conveniently located just minutes from Miami International Airport. You get all the information on our agenda, and you can even register for this conference by visiting HispanicRadioConference.com. Please join Paul and I there. Also at HispanicRadioConference.com, you will have access to all of the archived podcasts. Without further ado, from beautiful Delray Beach, Florida, this is Adam R. Jacobson. Have a great day. And thank you again, Paul.
My pleasure, Adam.